Good morning, this is the morning news for today, Wednesday, April 26, 2017. I am Richie Farrell, and here are your headlines. Opposition MPs Joseph Isaac and Danny Lugay explain why they did not attend the CBI consultation. St. Lucia PM cuts funding for National Trust. And China launches aircraft carrier, boosting military presence. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. More details coming up.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
In news this morning, Roseau Central MP Joseph Isaac laments that the parliamentary opposition was not asked to present its position at Monday's national consultation on Dominica's citizenship by investment program. According to a release calling for an emergency sitting of parliament, the Roseau parliamentary representative says this is a clear indication that the event was a public relations political event. Isaac is of the view that stakeholders should have been presented with an agenda for the consultation at least 14 days in advance, along with relevant background information for the consultation, if it was really intended to help place the CBI on a more secure footing. Meanwhile, Roseau North MP Danny Lugay shared Isaac's frustration, saying the government's invitation to the consultation was disrespectful and made a mockery of any serious commitment to proper governance. The United Workers Party is calling for an emergency sitting of parliament within the next 14 days, where the government will be asked for a full report on the accounts and operations of the Citizenship by Investment program over the past 5 years to be presented for debate. Meanwhile, leader of the United Workers Party, Lennox Linton, says the UWP was not invited to meaningfully participate in Monday's CBI consultation. Linton says the invitation clearly requested the presence of the United Workers Party to attend the event, but no provision was made for them to consult. And as a result, he found it hard to comprehend how was the opposition supposed to add to the presentation if they were not allowed to consult. The United Workers Party executive found this action by the Dominica Labour Party administration to be defeating the purpose of the invitation sent to their delegation. Linton has more.
A consultation, a national consultation on something as important as the Citizenship by Investment program, which the government is relying now for funding upwards of 40% of the annual budget. It's a very serious matter. You cannot send an invitation that gets to the office of the United Workers Party in the morning of Friday, 21st of April, for a 9 o'clock meeting on Monday morning. No agenda, no white paper, no background information on the precise theme that you have chosen for the conference and expect to be taken seriously. That is not how professional consultations are done or are organized. So anybody who sends me that kind of invitation in those kinds of circumstances, I believe that they try to make a mockery of me because they don't intend me to participate seriously in this matter. And let me tell you why. Back in 2016, I asked the financial secretary to provide me, in my capacity as chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, with certain information on the operations and the accounts of the Citizenship by Investment. She refused. I've asked questions to the parliament, in parliament, about TBI that I'm still waiting for answers for. As recently as March 15, I submitted questions to the parliament, which I wait an answer, hopefully, when the parliament next convenes, right? We want to know, for example, the status of the government CBI account at the Royal Bank of Canada, in which it held a balance of $130.2 million EC dollars at the close of the financial year 2015-2016. Did you hear anything about that yesterday at the consultation?
The conference was held at the State House in Roseau on the 24th of April 2017 under the theme Development Prospects for Dominica. In more news, Parliamentary Representative for the Portsmouth constituency Ian Douglas is advising that significant sums of money have been allocated for road rehabilitation within the town of Portsmouth. Douglas was speaking at a town hall meeting in Portsmouth recently. He said over $700,000 has already been spent on road rehabilitation projects in that community.
In a couple of months, we will be totally, Pembroke Street will be totally rehabilitated from the market all the way up to the hospital. And I was jumping the gun in my speech because Pembroke Street will also be refurbished and rehabilitated. And Bedford Street will be totally rehabilitated, and we have the funds already secured to do that. In fact, I was discussing with the Prime Minister and I was asking him if it is possible that while Pembroke Street is going on, if I can maybe start Bedford Street or maybe Scott Street. Scott Street is the street from Majulian Mills going all the way down to the Women's Center. We want to do that one also. And we also have the estimates for the rehabilitation of the street coming from the Methodist Church going all the way down, which is Rollo Street, coming all the way down to Gems Shop, joining back up with Grand By Street, the highway. So we are on the move, and we certainly will be rehabilitating those streets. And that's some serious money we're going to be spending there. I mean, Scott Street alone will take about $500,000, $581,000. And right now, spending about $700,000 to redo Pembroke Street. So some serious cash will be injected, and we have our own local contractors doing that job.
In more news, former Prime Minister Edison James is calling on Prime Minister Roosevelt Sker to be more transparent when reporting to the nation on state affairs and with respect to projects being undertaken by the state. James told Q95 FM, Mr. Sker was not sufficiently transparent in his statement at a press conference held at the State House in Roseau on the 24th of April 2017 about another proposal for the construction of an international airport here in Dominica.
This is a whole confusing thing there. Mr. Skerritt, as the Prime Minister of the country, must come clean with the people. He told us the other day, he went to the school, you know, the Northeast Comprehensive School, and spoke to children, students, and essentially lied to them. He told them that there was an American firm that was going to be meeting with the cabinet on the 21st of April to make the submissions to the cabinet with respect to work that they had been doing. On the 21st, nobody saw these people. But we heard Mr. Skerritt say that they came on the 20th. And I suspect that is because he thought that people would have been looking out for these guys on the 21st. So knowing that they would not be seen on the 21st, he told us that they came on the 20th, the day before. Mr. Skerritt is telling us that they have identified a site close to the one that Ms. Charles had identified. Ms. Charles never identified any site. He told us close to the site, not exact site, but in the locality. At this point in time, let's be reasonable. If at this point in time, Mr. Skerritt cannot identify with a very public project like this, he cannot tell us the site that was identified. He cannot tell us the site that was identified. It tells you something. It tells you something. He's telling us a cost, $220 million US dollars. Then he tells us that the EIA has not been done.
Financial crime consultant Kenneth Rejock says he will only come to Dominica for trial if his lawyer recommends it. Recently, Rejock wrote a few articles on Dominica's government and its economy, and attorney Anthony Astafan says these articles formed part of the opposition's smear campaign against the Dominica Labour Party government, and as a result, the government had filed a lawsuit against Rejock, Dr. Thompson Fontaine, Matt Peltier, and Q95 FM. Rejock confirmed on Tuesday that he will not apologize to attorney Anthony Astafan or to the government of Dominica for any of his statements on Dominica's economy, saying they are all factual.
Well, that all depends upon whatever lawyer I retain to assist me orders me to. and whether or not this case will ever go to trial, whether or not it will be dismissed, and whether or not the judges will be objective enough with respect to the rule of law. The rule of law seems to be disappearing in Dominica in favor of a dictatorship. So also remember this, that even if a case is filed against me and some sort of kangaroo court brings a judgment, there's always the right of appeal in a more democratic situation. So it's not over till it's over, and it hasn't even begun yet. Not only will I not apologize, I will call out Mr. Skerritt and Mr. Astafan in public to testify at that case, and I will start to bring out all of the dirty laundry for the past 15 years because it's relevant to this action. If they're going to charge me with defamation of character, then I will define their character in an open court situation. And you know that the global media will be there with bells on to report this. It will give Dominica a black eye like it's never seen before.
In more news, ECCB Director of Research Karen Williams assures that Dominica's financial sector is on stable footing. Speaking at a national consultation on Monday, Williams said public revenues have expanded in Dominica due to the Citizenship by Investment program. She says Dominica's projected GDP for the 2017-2018 is set at 3.1%, which has almost been met so far. According to Williams, most of the noted growth for the year will be driven by construction activities funded by the country's CBI program.
This year, 2017-2018, there's a projection for 3.1% in GDP, and we're just about to meet the target set in the growth and social protection strategy. But it's still very low. At the ECCB, we're saying let's try to target a growth rate of about 5%. And most of the growth we noted for this year and next year will be driven by construction activity, expected to be funded largely by CBI funds. The country's fiscal position and consequently its debt dynamics have been impacted by the negative effects of the natural disasters. In the last 3 years, however, we've seen an expansion in public revenues, earnings from the CBI. Coming from the ECCB, I must assure you that the financial sector is stable. Non-performing loans are still a bit high, but they're coming down, they're trending downwards, and we continue to work on resolving issues in that sector.
In the region, in what is widely regarded locally as punishment for its opposition to a proposed dolphin park and its outspoken criticism of environmental damaging components of a controversial multi-billion dollar development in St. Lucia, Prime Minister Alan Chastney has removed government funding for the St. Lucia National Trust, also known as the SLNT, in the budget estimates currently being debated in Parliament in St. Lucia. The SLNT, joined by conservationists across the globe, expressed opposition to the Chinese-sponsored so-called Pearl of the Caribbean project that poses a serious threat to the country's ecological, cultural, and archaeological heritage. And China has launched a new aircraft carrier in the latest sign of its growing military strength. It is the country's second aircraft carrier and the first to be made domestically. The as yet unnamed ship was transferred into the water in the northeastern port of Dalian, state media reported. It will reportedly be operational by 2020. It comes amid heated rhetoric between the U.S. and North Korea and ongoing tensions in the South China Sea. That's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Opposition MPs Joseph Isaac and Danny Lugay explain why they did not attend the CBI consultation. St. Lucia PM cuts funding for National Trust. And China launches aircraft carrier, boosting military presence. The news was brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. If you missed any of our newscasts, you can log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your eye reports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.